This is an audio archive edition of Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
Let's go right now to the long line to Richmond to our good friend, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bill Bowling. How are you doing, sir? You with me?
I am with you. How are
things
in Charlottesville?
Everything's good. You got blue skies down in Richmond today?
I tell you, it is a beautiful day today. The sun is shining, the skies are blue, the temperatures are just about perfect, and there's a little breeze blowing, which is a little unusual for Richmond.
Yeah, this is just the perfect time of year, and it's a time of year when you just stop and you think for a minute and you say, thank God I'm in Virginia.
Well, I spent three days last week on a trout stream over in the mountains, and didn't think it could get any better than that, but I think today may have it topped.
There you go. Bill Bowling with us from his office in Richmond, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Bill, tell us what happened today in the Senate.
Well, good news today. I think we had a major breakthrough today in the budget impasse that has been kind of gripping the Senate and the House of Delegates for the past 133 days. The Senate today passed a revised budget that will now be communicated to the House of Delegates, and that budget does two things. First of all, it fully funds the core responsibilities of state government. It gets funding for public education, higher education, public safety, health care, mental health, state employee pay raises, Chesapeake Bay, all that stuff out of the way for the next 2 years. And then secondly, it withdraws all of the tax increase proposals that the Senate had previously made. So this is a budget that fully funds the core responsibilities of state government without raising taxes, and it kind of then provides a framework by which discussions about future transportation funding can take place. But under this proposal, those discussions would not be contingent upon the passage of the tax increases that had previously been proposed by the Senate. I think that is a major development. I commend the Senate for passing that budget, and it should pave the way, hopefully, by which this budget impasse can be resolved in the next few days.
So just to review for the good folks at home who may have missed out, there was an impasse in Richmond. They had the normal General Assembly session, but they couldn't get a budget, and they vote on a two-year budget, and which is, what, about 70? How big was it, 70?
Well, it's about $37 billion a year, so about $74 billion over the 2 years.
For the 2 years that they were voting on. And the Senate Republicans were in disagreement with the Senate, the House Republicans, over how to fund transportation. The Senate Republicans were suggesting increasing some fees and maybe some little taxes here and there so they could get some more money to do some of these big road projects and bridge projects and tunnel projects that really do need to get done. I mean, even the House Republicans would admit that. But the House Republicans said, no, we're not going to raise anything right now. No new fees, no new taxes. Let's just hold the line. And so they've been at a stalemate for weeks here. And
that's right. And I think there was, you know, the good news has been, even on the transportation side, that I think there is a recognition by all parties that we need to make an additional ongoing investment in transportation. The disagreement has come over whether or not it's necessary to raise taxes to do that. The governor and the Senate had proposed increasing taxes by about $1 billion a year and putting that money in transportation. The House of Delegates had resisted higher taxes, feeling that the economy was growing rapidly enough right now that we could fully fund the core responsibilities of state government and make a significant ongoing investment in transportation without raising taxes. And that had been the impasse. And I think what we saw today is that the Senate pretty much recognized the fact that whether you support higher taxes for transportation or not, it's just not in the cards for that to happen right now. And what that disagreement over higher taxes had done is jeopardize funding for all of the other important programs of state government. And I think what we saw today was the Senate made a tough choice, but I think the right choice to get funding for these other core responsibilities for state government in place, to not have that funding held up by the ongoing debate over higher taxes for transportation, and then to provide a framework by which those discussions can continue, and I think they will continue in the months to come. But in the meantime, they won't be holding up funding for these other important programs, and I think that was a correct, difficult but correct decision for the Senate to make.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, our guest, talking to us from his office in Richmond. Big news in the Senate today. Looks like the budget is finally moving. So where do we go from here? What happens next?
Well, the House of Delegates will be in town on Thursday to consider the action of the Senate. It's possible that the House of Delegates could simply accept the amendments that have been proposed by the Senate on Thursday, and that would be the end of that. It's also possible that they may propose some further modifications to the recommendations made by the Senate, in which case that budget could end up in a committee of conference. But either way, I think the framework is there by which an agreement will be reached fairly quickly, if not by the end of this week, I would think certainly by the middle part or the end part of next week.
So all the local municipalities and school boards and everybody can breathe a sigh of relief that there's some movement in Richmond, because we folks have been getting nervous. You know, people like, you know, City of Charlottesville, Albemarle County haven't been able to finalize their budgets yet and figure out, well, how many new teachers can we hire? And
well,
just
they,
basic
they have
decisions.
Been nervous and rightfully so, because, you know, local governments can't really put their budgets in place until they know what state funding is, because about 50% of all local government expenditures come from the state. And but likewise, state agencies, our colleges and universities, you know, our healthcare programs, our mental health programs, they couldn't determine exactly what their budgets were going to be either. So I think this is an important development. It certainly doesn't mean that the game is over and that the deal is done, but I think what it does do is remove the impediment, which had been this debate over higher taxes. It kind of lays that aside for another day, and with that out of the way, it's my belief that the Senate and the House should be able to come to an agreement fairly quickly now on these other important areas of state spending.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, we are always delighted to have you join us, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Coy, thanks. Go out and enjoy the rest of this day.
Absolutely. Fishing sounds good.
Take care.
Thank you, sir. There's Bill Bowling, good friend of the program and Lieutenant Governor for the Commonwealth of Virginia. There is movement in Richmond, and that's good news on all fronts, and it looks like they're just going to have another meeting on another day about transportation and how to figure that out. But the good news is that all the folks around the state who are depending upon a budget happening can breathe a sigh of relief, and something is definitely happening in Richmond, so that's good. This is Charlottesville right now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.